This is KCUR 89.3. I'm Kyle Palmer. Maybe you were hoping for a political break in the middle of this broiling summer, but if you live in the Shawnee Mission School District, you're out of luck. It doesn't happen often, but there are two primary elections coming up August 1st for seats on the Shawnee Mission Board of Education. And here to talk about why is KCUR's education reporter, Sam Zeff. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Kyle.
So why are there two primary elections for Shawnee Mission Board of Education?
Well, mostly there seems to be a groundswell against the incumbents, long-serving incumbents on the Board of Education. One of them was Donna Byesfield, who represented the East High School District. She originally filed for re-election and then backed out when she got two challengers. There's also the Shawnee Mission West representative, Craig Denny, and an at-large member, Cindy Neighbor, who also happens to be a member of the Kansas House of Representatives. They're both in tough primary elections. Both have been on the school board for more than 20 years. So there is, I think, people are concerned that they've been on the board too long. They need some fresh blood. Also, observers seem to think that there is a leftover activism, if you will, from the November election, that there are people who have entered the political realm, whether it's running for office or supporting candidates that were motivated to do so by the Trump election in November.
So are there any advantages that these longtime veterans of the board have as incumbents? I mean, they are veterans. You said they've been there 20-plus years. Does that give them any inbuilt advantage?
Certainly, they've been through a lot of budgeting processes. They've been through curriculum. They've been through boundary changes. But I think the trouble is that there is a lack of transparency. So while there is a lot of institutional knowledge, those who are backing these insurgent candidates believe that the board has become less transparent over the years. And they think that they also may have become, shall we say, too ingrained with the administration, that they have perhaps lost their oversight duties and now tend to lock arms one-on-one with the administration as opposed to providing oversight to the administration.
Now, the district itself will be looking for a new superintendent soon. Old Superintendent Jim Henson retired recently. How much does his shadow and legacy, if you will, hang over this election?
Yeah, it's huge. There is a big backlash against Jim Henson. The local PTA hasn't been happy with him. Indeed, there is a brand new political organization, Education First Shawnee Mission, modeled on Stand Up Blue Valley, that was created, one, to get new school board members onto the Shawnee Mission School Board, but then also look ahead to the Kansas House races. But you cannot diminish how angry parents and teachers are with Jim Henson. There were a couple of big instances where he was taken to task. One you might remember that we reported on the safety pin issue right after the Trump election, where he forbade or at least strongly suggested that teachers not wear safety pins. He thought that was a political statement. No other school district around here seemed to have that problem.
And just as a reminder, teachers were wearing safety pins, they said, kind of in solidarity for students who felt kind of marginalized,
that this was that they were wearing them, saying that this is a safe space. You can come to me if you're transgendered, if you're a gay or lesbian.
If you feel worried, if you feel unsafe.
Yes, you can come to me. Jim Henson actually looked at that as a political statement and was roundly criticized by parents, by teachers, by the PTA. So there are a string of those incidences over the last few years with Jim Henson. So this is all tied up together. Unhappiness with the former superintendent and a really lack of transparency. You know, the Shawnee Mission Post did a really interesting story not long ago showing at how many of these board actions were unanimous, 7-0. And so those who are backing these insurgent candidates say, you know what, we need more skepticism on the part of the board. We need more public debate, fewer things on what they call the consent agenda. That's usually a long list of things that the board just says, yeah, we'll do that. And so I think they're looking for that sort of transparency, and they don't believe they have it with with these long-serving incumbents.
That's KCUR's education reporter, Sam Zeff. Sam, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Kyle.